drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. Every year in their Side Salt program, Circus Oz throw open their doors and invite smaller companies to come in and extend the boundaries of circus. But when you're already swinging from a trapeze or juggling flaming batons, what barriers are left to break? Lisa Goldsworthy is the co-founder of Point and Flex Circus, and Farah Mir is the performer with Radish by Night, and they're part of this year's program, and they're my guests in the drawing room. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Farah, you started out as more of an escape artist, I believe.
Yeah, I scaled a two-story out of a two-story room on some fabric as a child. So, yeah, it started out as adventure for sure.
So you were trying to leave the family home?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Were you successful?
Yeah, I believe I was. Yeah, yeah. Worked out in the end. Got home.
Lisa, are there similar sort of death-defying feats from your childhood?
I don't think quite as escape artist, but definitely was a very active child, did all the sports, kind of did that kind of thing. Never found something that I super loved, and then I stumbled across youth circus and totally fell in love with it. I love the athletic side of it. I love the artistic expression, and yeah, here I am.
So, Farah, how did your parents react to that? Did they sign you up to circus as a result and think this kid's, you know, got something?
I think it was also about being an athletic child and definitely being encouraged to always be a part of a sport and, you know, looking through the local classifieds for youth circus schools. That's how I got into it. Yeah, they were encouraging. Yeah.
So in terms of looking for youth circus schools, it's very specific, right? You know, there's a lot of sports, bit of netball on the weekend, bit of footy, youth, you know.
Yeah.
Was that your thing?
Yeah, it was in the, I was from Northern New South Wales, so the Byron Shire is lucky enough to have two pretty predominant circus schools. It was just the most exciting sport I could find, flying trapeze.
And how do you go from childhood performer to professional circus lady?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few different avenues that you can take. There's lots of schools out there. Farah goes to NICA, and there's a couple you can go into interstate or overseas. I decided to kind of take my own road and started Point and Flex Circus with some friends in Adelaide who I'd been training with since we were very small children. We got good at circus. We could do tricks and flips and juggle lots of things. And then we said we wanted to make a show. So we just kind of took it upon ourselves. We stumbled our way through our first production. And just kind of kept faking it till we made it. And now people think we've made it.
That's pretty crazy brave to start your own thing. How old are you?
I had been performing kind of since I was 9 with Sir Kids, which is the youth circus in Adelaide, and then we made Point and Flex Circus when I was 16 and we premiered at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. And, and then we kind of kept making shows and learnt from our mistakes and, yeah, like all the physical circus stuff was there for us, and it was just about learning the behind the scenes and how to put a show on.
You said that you got good, right?
Yeah.
How early do you need to pick your specialty? Because, you know, we say circus, it's a big church, the old circus. There's a lot of different things in it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, some people start really young and choose straight away. I kind of, my specialty is hula hoop and partner acrobatics, and I fell in love with hula hoops pretty instantly. I saw someone spinning some hoops and I was like, oh my God, that's what I want to do. So I did that, and then my love for acrobatics kind of grew as I became more interested in working with other people and seeing what's possible when you put two bodies together. And so that kind of took a little bit longer. But some people find it straight away. Some people, yeah, take their time, try some things, move on, do other things.
How about you, Farah?
I mean, flying trapeze was, all about adrenaline. And then going from there, it's funny, it must be to do with what you get the most responses from. Like, you know, people would see me doing tissue, which is my specialty, two pieces of fabric hanging from the ceiling, feats of strength and flexibility. So I guess all of the disciplines I loved, but I think I got the most sort of response from the people around me, and it felt good.
So you felt like that's what you were getting the most, being celebrated for that the most.
I think that definitely influenced my decision,
And people's body types, like circus, we're so lucky because, like you said, it is so large. you know, if you're not good at tumbles and flips and fast spring and that kind of power, then maybe you're a manipulator and maybe you're good at throwing and catching and juggling and that kind of stuff. And if you don't have the best coordination in the world, then maybe, you know, you do trampoline or maybe you do aerials or maybe, you know, like there's so many different realms that I feel like circus is a thing that anybody can be good at.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvalis, Farah Mir and Lisa Goldsworthy are my guests in the drawing room, and we're heading off to the Big Top. Side Salt is the festival that you're performing at. It aims to push the boundaries of contemporary circus.
Yeah.
What are the boundaries of contemporary circus?
Yeah, well, there's a few, like, for me, we're doing a show called Boss Squad, and we have taken five fearless females from across the industry, and we are making an all-girls, female-empowering acrobatic show where we are taking male-dominant stereotypically disciplines, so disciplines that usually are pushed towards males, and we are showing that we can do it too, is basically our motto. And we're taking teeterboard and we're taking acrobatics and we're taking tumbling and hoop diving and all of these stereotypically male-dominant things, and we're going on the stage and we're smashing it out with females. So
wow.
That is one particular aspect that we have decided to look at.
Why have those things been traditionally male-dominated?
I think circus is a very old art form, and it has a lot of traditions that come with it, and some of those are cultural traditions and some of them have just kind of accumulated throughout the years. But Australian circus in particular, we have a lot of Chinese influence, and I think a lot of it stems down through these older generation coaches that come from a kind of culture that implements that gender boundary. And so not the Australian circus isn't pushing these away, but when we first started, I think there was a few of those boundaries because of the coaches that we got. They had that instilled in them. So
you've found that when you started, and you were both kids when you started really, that you did feel like as girls you were steered away from certain things.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely depends on the individual circus and the student and the child, but I think as a whole there are definitely disciplines that females are steered towards or steered against.
Do you feel like that too?
Yeah, I'm very grateful to the legacy of the Circus Oz community and the generations of women before us over the past
four decades. Strong feminist tendency in that movement.
And they've done a lot of work, and I think because of that, as a child, I was able to very quickly become a base and become someone that, you know, carries people on their shoulders. But internationally, I think there's a lot more imbalance still going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see it in things like ballet, that where, you know, there's a lot of male porteurs, and, you know, it's very unusual to have in classical ballet. So I think it's the traditions that we kind of still respect, and, yeah, it's great. It's really great to keep pushing that.
Yeah, I think definitely at the moment there is a big wave of females doing male disciplines. I don't think that we are the pioneers of it, definitely, but I like to think that Boss Squad is one small step towards a common goal where hopefully anybody is free to choose whatever discipline they want. And I feel like we're pretty close.
You've got to maintain it. Got to maintain this.
Well, you kind of do, don't you?
Yeah.
How does Australia stand in comparison to the world then? You said that perhaps there aren't as many issues for women in Australian circus, but how do we compare?
I think the audiences are still challenged by it, which is interesting. You know, you'll still have people surprised when you're lifting a man. And so, you know, it's very important to make sure that these people are still exposed to this kind of thing. And internationally, I mean, I spent a little bit of time training in Switzerland, and I was definitely not encouraged to be a base over there.
Really?
Yeah.
In Switzerland?
Yeah. It was.
And were you
trainer.
Already a base?
At that point, I was probably 16, so just learning.
And you were expressing an interest to learn and were discouraged?
Yes.
How did you react to that?
I think I was quietly concerned, and I sort of packed it away to make sure that my work would later, you know, ensure. So at the time, I didn't take a stand particularly. I was more confused.
So, Lisa,
yeah.
Is there still room for a show that's just a series of impressive routines?
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love circus tricks and I will watch circus tricks all day, and there is definitely a place for that. But I think that the people are opening their minds now to allow a bit more artistic expression into their, into themselves when they go to see a circus show. And I think that's really great what Circus Oz is doing here with this experimental festival through Side Salt, is allowing these smaller companies who have their own opinions and their own thoughts and their own process of working to come forward and show the world that there is, you know, a different way that you can do stuff. And you know, similar to Farah then basing, like, it's easy, not easy, but when you're in your own company, like, they're the kind of stances that you can take, and you can do what you want to do and say and portray what you want to portray. So, yeah, I think it's big enough for lots of realms.
Why do you love basing so much?
It is a great display of strength. And I think it's also about learning to become strong. And I've learned a lot at NICA, the Institute of Circus, about how to push through pain, and I find that really fabulous and empowering. Yeah.
I'm also a bass myself, and have worked with some professional companies in Australia here as a bass. For me, it kind of was luck. I was never the smallest child in the group. I was never the smallest. So when we were kids, there was always someone littler that they would throw around. And so...
And chuck on your shoulders?
Yeah. And so I just kind of slipped into the middle. And then as I grew, I realised that I was never going to be the tiny person on the top. So I learnt how to get strong, and I learnt the technique of basing. And that's just kind of the spot that I fit into. And now I really love... I love being a bass, and I love being a female bass, and showing that, you know, girls can throw girls or males around, and we can do it too.
And as just a specifically physical thing to do, you know, having two people standing on your shoulders and just having to focus on being there and being grounded is an incredible experience. And I, you know, what if we didn't have this kind of, you know, social understanding that we could do that? It would be awful to always have to be the one, like, precarious, in the precarious position, like the female in distress at the top, you know?
It's
pretty amazing.
Tell me about that headspace. How do you get into that headspace?
Yeah, I mean, it's trust. Like, you have to... Circus for me is all about trust. Like, if you're going to be going on stage with somebody, you need to know that they've got your back. You need to have their back, not just in a physical sense, but in an artistic sense as well for the show. And it's just time, really. Like, you train with people, and the more you train with people, you understand how they work, and you progress, and you get better together, and you kind of sync up your rhythms and your tempos. And nobody wants to see anybody injured. Like, and I feel like that's the beauty of circus, is that we do look out for each other. Maybe because we have to, but I feel like also because we're friends. Like, it's difficult to work in an industry so closely with other people physically if you don't get along. I've been really fortunate to have always worked with people that I've enjoyed their company and their time. And so you want to work as hard as you can to keep those people that you care about safe, and yourself safe. And yeah.
What's the one trick you can't do yet that you wish that you could do?
Oh, so what's my kind of goal trick at the moment? It changes at the moment.
You have a teeter board in your show.
Yeah, we have teeter board, which is this kind of big, it's a big wooden seesaw, if you like, with two people standing either end, and they jump and they somersault and flip in the air and land back on. And it's scary. It's hard.
Incredibly badass.
Scary. That's the first time you've used that word in this whole interview.
Mechanical.
You actually feel scared.
Yeah, I mean, it's learning a new thing. And because I think I am a bass, I'm used to being on the bottom of the pyramids. To be in the air and to be somersaulting and flipping through the air is something very new to me. So, yeah, I find it scary, but we've been working hard, and we've been working with some really good coaches. So now we're kind of going to debut this first all-female teeterboard act. And there's some awesome, like, girls do, like, some of the other girls in the troupe do, we're jumping, they do a back salt in the air, and they land back on this tiny platform that is maybe 40 centimetres wide. You know, like, that precision is amazing. We do double back salts off. Like, it's incredible, really. So I would like to progress my skills in teeterboard, I think.
Okay. How about you?
In the show that Feed the Horse that we're doing for the festival, I'm doing tie wire with the group. And I would love to get a few more jumps and like get some, you know, a little tuck jump going on, or get my, you know, my cartwheel on the wire. At the moment, I'm doing a split on the wire, which is exciting. You know, so that kind of thing, I'd like to go and further that style.
You want to get better at what you're already doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you to both of you for coming in. It's been a really fun conversation.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Lisa Goldsworthy and Farah Mir have been my guests in the drawing room. Farah is part of Radish by Night. Lisa is the co-founder of Point and Flex Circus, and both groups have shows on at Side Salt in Melbourne until the 21st of October.